1166, an act to prohibit local regulation of certain motor vehicle exhaust brake systems.
House Bill 1166 has had its final reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President, and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Well, this has been referred to throughout the session. Here's the Jake brake bill, and that's true. Jake brake is the name of a safety device that is found on large trucks throughout the whole of the United States, as well as other countries, Mexico, Canada. And this so-called Jake brake, or exhaust brake, as it's correctly called, is a safety device put in place so that truckers that carry these large weights, 40 ton and more in the state of South Dakota, can use this switch discriminately within their cabs to bring these large rigs to a fast, quick, and efficient stop in case of emergency, or even in a case of just normal driving. The thing I need to talk to you most about is the fact that it's a safety issue. 40 ton or more is a pretty big stone when you're going down the highway at 65 or 70 or 75 on our interstates, and you're driving in front of one of these rigs. They feel relatively confident in the cabs of these rigs that they have the safety equipment on board, and that they can pull these rigs down to a quick stop and to ensure that there's no problems. There are some municipalities throughout the states who are suggesting in signs and ordinances throughout their small communities that Jake brakes not be allowed within their municipalities. And I certainly agree with the concept that some of the noise that comes from these Jake brakes is indeed loud. But the sign itself, to tell people, drivers of these large rigs, that they may not by law, that they may not by ordinance use these safety brakes, is not right. And so we're bringing the bill to correct that. We think that the municipalities that have these so-called signs that say no Jake brakes should be changed to read that they would enforce a noise abatement law, and all truckers, everybody that drives any motor vehicle, would certainly understand that ordinance. So if noise was the issue, they could certainly issue the tickets. But to put the sign up that says no Jake brake or no safety equipment can be used by these large 40 ton and more trucks, I think is wrong. Most of you have probably flown on airplanes. When they land, you hear a noise, and it's the reverse thrust of the jet engines that brings that airplane to an almost screeching halt without using the brakes. That's a similar situation that's in large trucks. Rather than wind or engine power reversing itself, it reverses the exhaust on the engines in these trucks and runs it back through the motor, thereby bringing the truck to a stop without using the brakes. There has been some debate about whether or not we are taking over or forcing ourselves upon local control. By that I say, no, I don't think so. I think what we're doing is bringing into statute and clarifying a situation that probably will be made more clear to the municipalities who are redefining the word Jake brake. I think once they understand that it is a safety device and specifically used for that purpose, that they would redesign their signs and reword them. I hope that you can support this bill, because I think it'll go a long way in helping the trucking industry. The South Dakota Truckers Association spoke in favor of this bill both in the House and the Senate, and it has already passed the House, as you know. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I would stand by if there are any questions.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1166. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagan? Hangy?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Senator Koskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy. Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 27, nays 7, excused 1.
House Bill 1166 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.